Hello and happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach, welcoming you to another broadcast of Winning with the Word. I am really excited today because God has given me a message for you that is going to change your life if you take it to heart and apply it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you caught in the guilt trap? Have you done something, perhaps even years ago, that has kept you a prisoner of guilt? If so, you're at the right place at the right time because God wants to deliver you today from the bondage of guilt. Basically, there are two types of guilt, founded and unfounded. In other words, false and real. Real guilt is the result of sin for which you have not yet asked God forgiveness. False guilt is the feeling of guilt that sometimes remains even after you have confessed your sin to God. False guilt can also be guilt that has no personal responsibility attached to it, but is instead the result of manipulation by others. In other words, a person may, through manipulation, try to blame you for something for which you are not responsible, and yet you may allow yourself to believe the person who is trying to blame you. Let's look at real guilt first. This type of guilt stems from unconfessed sin. Within each person's heart, God has placed a conscience, a kind of moral thermostat that lets us know when we've done something wrong. When we violate our conscience, we get a sick feeling inside, a knowing that we have indeed done something wrong. This sick feeling is called guilt. Guilt is to the spirit what pain is to the body, a warning signal that something is wrong. The guilt that stems from unconfessed sin is a warning signal alerting us to the fact that we need to confess our sin, ask God's forgiveness, and receive His forgiveness. Once we've confessed our sin, the guilt immediately leaves, or should leave. In many cases, however, the guilt lingers even after the sin has been confessed. This lingering guilt is called false guilt because there is no biblical reason for it. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, we learn that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Likewise, in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, God says, "I, even I, am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." You see, once you confess your sins, God chooses to forget them. So why should you remember them? The answer is, you shouldn't. But the truth is that many Christians do remember their sins after they confess them. The reason they remember them is that they are blinded to Satan's role in perpetuating their feelings of guilt. Guilt is probably the chief weapon Satan uses to keep us defeated as Christians and to hinder our relationship with God. After all, if Satan can keep us focused on our failures, he can then keep us feeling inadequate and unworthy. When we feel inadequate and unworthy, we then begin thinking that God is displeased with us, even angry with us. From there, it's a short step to estrangement from God. In C.S. Lewis's famous work, The Screwtape Letters, one of the most effective strategies the demons used to neutralize Christians was guilt. If Satan and his cohorts could get the Christians to feel guilty about their performance, then they no longer posed a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Well, Satan has not changed his tactics. He still uses guilt to keep Christians defeated and ineffective for the kingdom of God. But it's time for us to stop listening to Satan's lies and to start listening to what God says. What does God say? If you're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, this is what God says about you in Colossians chapter 1, verse 22. He, Jesus, has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death in order to present you before him holy and blameless and without reproach. Holy and blameless and beyond reproach. This means that if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, then in God's eyes you are holy, you are without blame, and you are beyond reproach. In other words, in God's eyes, you are not guilty. Why not? Because when God looks at you, He looks at you through the shed blood of Jesus. Jesus, as it were, is the filter through which God sees you, the born-again Christian. This is a truth that is mind-boggling to ponder, yet it is the truth. When Jesus died for us, he exchanged his righteousness for our guilt. He took our guilt and in return gave us his right standing with God the Father. You might be thinking that wasn't a very fair exchange. After all, we got the better end of the deal. You're absolutely right. It was not a fair exchange at all. It was an exchange of grace, mercy, and love, sometimes called the Great Exchange, an exchange God chose to make simply because he loves us. You see, God wanted a relationship with us so much that he sent his son to pay the price for that relationship, a price that we could never pay. It was the ransom price that snatched us out of the hands of Satan. The price Christ paid was his very own blood. It is on this truth alone that God's acceptance of us is based. God does not accept us based on our performance. If he did, none of us would make it to heaven. We'd all come far short of the mark. No, God accepts us based on our acceptance of the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary and on his subsequent resurrection from the dead. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9 state it clearly. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Salvation is not based on anything we do. It is based entirely on what Jesus Christ did for us. If we could earn our way to heaven, then Jesus would have died in vain. The truth is that no human being could ever earn his way to heaven. The only way we get to heaven is by personally accepting what Jesus Christ did for us, that is, by personally accepting his gift of salvation. If I were to give you a gift, but you did not accept it, it would not be yours. The same is true of the gift of salvation. Jesus offers this gift to every person, but not everyone accepts his gift. Those who do accept it will go to heaven. Those who reject his gift will go to hell. It's that simple. The reason that those who reject Christ's gift will go to hell is that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So if we don't latch on to Jesus, we cannot enter heaven. The instant we accept Jesus as our only way to heaven, our sins are washed away, and the guilt for them is removed. Psalm 103, verse 12, tells us that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your only way to heaven, you are free of guilt. But what if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, yet still experience feelings of guilt? The answer is simple. The problem lies not in your spirit, which is now in right standing with God. The problem lies in the area of your soul, particularly in your mind. You see, when we accept Christ, our spirits are born again, but our minds are not. This is the reason that even after we accept Christ as Savior, we still sometimes wrestle with old habits. But the way to overcome this is to obey Christ's commandment in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where he says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." In other words, it is our responsibility to get rid of those patterns of thinking that contradict God's pattern of thinking as expressed in the Bible. What does this have to do with guilt? Quite a bit. Since the Word of God says we are forgiven and cleansed of sin when we confess it, then any feelings of guilt that remain after we confess our sin must be resisted. For example, if you have confessed your sin but still battle feelings of guilt, you need to confront Satan and firmly remind him that according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, you have confessed your sin and that God has been faithful and just to forgive you. Therefore, you are no longer guilty, regardless of how you feel. You see, the Christian walks by faith, not by sight or by feelings. As you stand on God's word, despite your feelings of guilt, you are resisting the devil and he has to flee from you. For the word of God says in James chapter 4, verse 7, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. For those of you listening who are experiencing guilt because of unconfessed sin, I invite you now to get rid of that sin so that you too can experience the freedom of new life in Christ. Just pray this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I admit that I am a sinner in need of your mercy and grace. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, and that you rose again on the third day. I invite you now to come into my life. I receive you as my personal Savior and as the Lord of my life. Make of me all that you created me to be. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again Christian. You are now free from the guilt of every past sin. I invite you to write to me, Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, at Dr. Mary Ann, that's M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, at Mary Ann DiIorio, that's DiIorio.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help get you started in your Christian walk. In addition, I invite you to visit me at my website, MaryAnnDiIorio.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word. Thank you.